DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble-wubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast.
And what's awesome is I caught that.
That's on there. It's on there.
Welcome
now
to Not Another Podcast. I am James alongside Danny and Samantha, and we're waiting on Bryce, who said he was going to be here, but he's a filthy fucking liar.
Jerk.
I fucking hate it. Stupid.
How do you spell err? Because I think we're going to call the episode that.
E-A-R-R-R-R-R.
Yerg. Yerg.
So we were all just talking right before we started about all the stuff that we've got coming up here. First thing we're going to talk about, Homestead is finally going to launch a week from this Friday.
Woo!
November 29th, 6 a.m. You'll be able to get it on this podcast network as well as not Netflix or YouTube, but
iTunes?
What's the Apple? iTunes, thank you.
There you go.
I've had a day.
I can see that.
Because iTunes is going away.
Oh, yeah. Apple Podcasts. I also got to see about getting it up on different places. I might put together a YouTube channel for it. I think that
wouldn't
would be
a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. No. YouTube, Stitcher, Pandora has a podcast catcher now. There's another one that we're on. I can't remember what it's called now. But, yeah, all of the places.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look in and get all of them. But I just handed out scripts for episode 3, and people are very excited to
to
voice that. Danny, you got the script.
I did.
Did you read it?
I got through most of it. I didn't
it's
get to finish
that long.
It. I know. It's one of those things where it's like I started reading it, and then Josie's like, so what are we making for dinner? It's like, oh, fuck.
Okay. You didn't go, shut up, I'm reading mastery here.
I'm trying to learn my parts like a professional. Stupid.
I just told Samantha, too, I got a part for her coming up. She's very excited.
Yay.
excitement?
There was much elation.
Yay.
Yay.
What's odd is her sound of enthusiasm is very close to her sound of disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Similar.
You got to learn the nuances.
Hello, divas.
Hey!
There he is.
We were just mocking you.
Yeah.
Prima donnas. Well, fuck you.
Fucking talent.
Oh, we love Bryce. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Long time I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, I haven't seen you in all of, what, 12 hours?
Almost 24 hours, yeah.
Fucking show off.
Yeah, I get to see Bryce more than anyone. Fuck y'all.
Way to rub it in.
Bryce, we were just talking about the fact that Homestead is going to drop here a week from this Friday.
Thanks.
And we're talking about parts. Danny got his first script, and he apparently just threw it in the trash, said he's going to wing it.
Yeah, pretty much. Just going to, you know,
fucking talent,
feel
man.
It out.
And like Samantha's
said,
got
prima
a part.
Donna.
I got to get Bryce a part, though. The problem is with Bryce is I want to write like a really cold, just a mean character because, I mean.
Just make him a
I
computer voice. A sentient computer voice. That's Bryce.
I write to type and I just haven't figured out it.
Turn on the machine. What?
You're not permitted. Fuck off.
Eat shit.
Access denied.
Fuck
Get the
you.
Fuck out.
Password is so wrong, dude.
Oh, I think we just found Samantha's part. The sarcastic computer voice.
That is so wrong.
You are so not getting in here. This computer's a bitch. I heard that,
I'm sorry,
asshole.
Do you want me to lock you out for another day?
I'm pretty sure we're... You know what? I'll see you tomorrow. Click. Lock.
Alexa, please let me in. No, I don't think
no.
so.
And it changes voice into Bryce. Just no.
just
not. I don't think I can do that.
That was creepy and kind of hot, too.
He just calls everyone Dave, regardless.
Just Dave, yeah.
Shut up, Dave.
My name's not Dave. It is now Dave.
Dave?
It is now Dave.
I don't appreciate your resistance to your name. Dave.
Your name is Toby.
No!
I thought it was Dave! Listen, Fruit like Cup, it. You're whoever I want you to be.
Sentient computer can't
you're
make
my
up its mind.
Bitch.
Now put on the French maid outfit.
And dust my screen.
French toast!
French toast!
Now I gotta look up something.
Oh, crap. Here we go.
It's gonna start now.
It's gonna be porn.
Well, that is what the internet is for.
Remember when we were just sending each other pictures of funny dildos? I mean, that was our entire feed, was like the Pokemon like butt plugs, the Trump butt plugs, the Putin butt plugs. We were just sending, oh my gosh.
I seem to recall that conversation.
I showed my boyfriend, I'm like, this is what me and my friends talk about.
We don't just send pics, though. We talk about them.
Yeah, we, you know, get into it in detail. Yeah. Right, we explore these endeavors.
Oh, shit, fit in here. So much lube. How do you know?
So slow. I'm just going to isolate that. So much lube.
So much lube.
In fact, you know what? That's the episode title.
Oh,
right there.
Boo.
So much lube.
Stupid. So much lube.
Are we going to start this thing, or are we just going to fuck off the whole time?
No, oh, we've been going, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
You're on the show, buddy.
God damn it.
That's what you get for being late, sweetheart.
I wasn't even late. I wasn't late. Go fuck yourself. Let's get on now.
No, he is technically on time. We just started early.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know,
fuck
him.
You guys.
Got to be prepared, bro.
Everyone check your messenger now.
I don't want
to. No, I've got to. Damn.
Do it.
Danger.
When the computer voice tells you, you have to.
French toast.
You're already thrown in the towel.
Just not even get away for it. Just no. No.
Oh,
I just
like know it, Danny. It's going to be worry.
I'm sure I will.
Nothing.
I got a big thumbs up from Bryce.
Uh-huh.
And then.
Oh, it must not have updated yet.
What is this? Live play Phoenix from Samantha.
Oh, never mind. My messenger's taking forever to update, apparently.
Oh, it's like young and old pictures. Okay, that's weird. That's creepy. That's not at all fun.
That's good.
So, Mandalorian. You guys
yes!
Everyone except Danny, because...
Yeah.
He's,
So, everyone's up to episode 2, correct?
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
And so, I just want to say, I want a baby Yoda.
Who doesn't want a baby Yoda?
He was so cute. Except my boyfriend informs me that is not Yoda.
No, it's not.
Well,
no, but until we know the species name, that's what we're calling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I was like, it's a Yoda. And I have never heard of Yaddle until yesterday. So,
yeah, if you Episode blink, one. You miss Yaddle. So...
Yeah, I don't even remember who that was, because the next three that came out after the original three, I have seen once when they first came out, and I've never seen them again. So if she was in there, I don't remember who the hell that was.
Yeah, it was episode one in the Jedi Council.
Yeah, and if you blink, you miss her.
It's
so
just
fast,
like a pan shot.
So, like, I guess there's theories that baby is Yoda and Yaddle's baby, so I don't know.
No, I think it's just a baby from that species.
I assume they reproduce asexually, like they just crank
out an
egg.
Well, no, see, here's the thing. Mandalorian takes place, what, a year or two after Return of the Jedi? So
it's four.
4 years? So, yeah, Yoda's been dead for 4 years. But, and I just caught myself, the baby is 50 years old.
At least.
Yeah.
It's been there 50 years.
My boyfriend just whispered that to me the second before you said that. He was like, remember, the baby's 50 years old. I'm like, I gotcha.
Senior citizen baby.
Dude, I wish I would look that cute at 50.
The fuck were you?
Me too.
Those big doe eyes and that just that look. The look he gives the Mandalorian throughout the whole thing is like, really? You're trying
it's
that really?
Cute.
He's like, very condescending for a baby.
I did such a squee when I saw the little baby Yoda.
For the first time, yeah.
He's so cute. And he reminds me of like Gizmo's cousin.
Yeah, I can see that.
The hairless green Gizmo's cousin, yeah.
What'd you do? Just look up the picture?
No, I've seen it all over my social media.
Over the internet.
You cannot avoid Baby Yoda. As soon as that shit hit, it was everywhere. But no, I was actually kind of curious, and this is something I genuinely don't know, and I'm asking the two biggest Star Wars nerds that I am aware of. How old was Yoda when he died?
900. Over 900.
A million.
No, he was...
I'll ask the Googles, but yeah, I'm pretty sure he was almost 1,000 years old.
No, yeah, because he says right before he dies, when 900 years you reach, look as good you will not. So he's 900 or older.
900.
Well, fuck them. They cheat. 50 years
so
old, and they still look like an infant. Fuck them.
Well, their species obviously like
ages incredibly slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we're figuring this out at 50 years old, that baby's got to be what, about a year human?
Maybe.
Roughly.
Well, from the look of it, and again, all I saw was a picture. I would
might
still
even
say,
be less than a year.
Yeah, I'd say like almost.
But he's walking
at most.
Maybe. Yeah, he's walking and stuff. Mm. But the other thing too is, I think Yoda's species. That species is very attuned to the Force because clearly that kid's got some mastery.
Spoilers.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
Danny's fault for not watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
I could turn it on while we're recording.
We could, but then
you guys would stop talking. You'd be
no, because I've seen both episodes like three times.
Oh, and you wouldn't just be sitting there and be like,
"Would be a good thing."
Good part coming
up. You're right. Yeah.
Wait! Check this out.
Stream stutter. Yeah. Yeah, no, we won't do that. And then
Hoping that this one will give us more information on his species. I'm kind of hoping that that's where the Mandalorian's going to be going.
Well, I think here's the problem I had with episode 2. As great as it was, I don't feel like it really moved the story forward.
No.
I mean, it was fun to watch and everything, but it was just like, oh, okay. He's a badass. Kind of knew that already.
Yeah.
Kind of pandering at that point, fellas.
Kind of set it up with the very first scene in episode 1. I don't really need to see all of this, you know.
Quick question, though. So Disney Plus, I've been hearing a lot about it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Overrated.
That might be.
I'm kidding.
I still don't know.
I've actually sat and watched so many like old movies that I haven't seen in forever.
That's fair.
A bunch of stuff I didn't realize was Disney.
That's doubly fair.
So,
or at least Disney property now.
I've really enjoyed it.
Did you see the backlash that they had with The Simpsons?
No.
So they changed it from 4x3 to widescreen 16x9.
They did that with a few, yeah.
And there's a couple episodes where there's some visual gags that got fucked up because of it. So there's one where they're in the Duff factory and it's got Duff and Duff Light, and the piping goes into both tanks. So basically it's like, oh, it's the same thing. And when they changed it to widescreen, it cut it out. So they're going to be going back through and fixing those.
Here, more importantly, did anyone see the re-edit of the Han Solo versus Greedo scene?
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, it is the worst thing since George Lucas fucked it up and made Greedo shoot. Because now they're shooting at the same time.
Oh,
and it's clearly they just kind of, you know,
okay, we all know that Han
together.
Shot first.
No, yeah. No. Han didn't shoot
Han's
first.
Han's murdered.
Han shot.
Han shot, yeah. There
and
was
here's,
no second shot.
Here's my argument why I don't think that scene needed anything changed. Having Han shoot and kill Greedo and showing what a dick he is makes when he comes back to save Luke at the end much more impactful.
Powerful. Exactly.
Yeah.
So out of curiosity...
Fix it. Just make Han shoot.
They just need to put things back the way they were. How much are you guys actually paying for Disney Plus?
It's like $7. It's cheaper than Netflix.
Yeah. I got the Hulu part of it too, so I'm paying like
it's like $10. Yeah, something
like $12.99.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really not
bad. Yeah,
it's
pretty cheap.
Fair enough.
And we don't have cable here, so we just have Netflix and Disney Plus. Yep. And we're still way less than cable is.
That's fair.
So
yeah.
I'm considering the Hulu. I want to try it out first.
And if you kind of nice,
if you already have Hulu, you can get a credit on your Disney account for it. It's kind of a weird way to do it, but if you Google it, you can find out.
See, if I do it, cool. I'm going to get the Hulu Spotify Disney Plus package because I like Spotify too. And right now I have the free Spotify, but I would like it without the fucking commercials.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Spotify is so much better.
Yeah.
I really do. I pay more on my YouTube to get rid of ads.
Dude, right?
I don't watch enough YouTube to get.
Yeah, I don't watch enough YouTube.
I do.
That's all I do at work.
And for me, it's all I do with my free time. So,
hey,
it's
Samantha,
like,
another productive day. Yes, I watch 15 videos on YouTube.
15? I wish it was just 15.
Shit. They were long form.
1,500. Dear God, I watch so much YouTube. Holy shit.
Yep.
I know how to do all the crafts.
So let me ask you guys, since we're all YouTube watchers, how much does it suck falling down the rabbit hole? Like, you start on one thing and you end so far away from where you started.
What I hate, what I really fucking hate.
Well, you're better than everyone, Bryce.
Yeah, I'm on there for a specific reason, and that's usually it.
See, and what bothers me is I'll go to YouTube for a specific reason. Like, I'll be looking for somebody's new video that they put up on, like, Instagram or something like that. It's like, cool, I want to check that out. So I'll fire up my YouTube, and my account will come up with all of these new videos that came out from all these people I subscribe to. And I immediately go, well, that's new. And I just start on a new fucking rabbit hole that takes me completely off the rails of what I was originally looking for. It pisses me off.
Here's what happens to me. I go on, same thing. I go on to look at a band or hear a song or something. And then I look to the side and it's like, oh, that's a new band I've never heard of.
Right.
I'll try it out. And I'll click on it. And whether I like it or not, I'm still looking. It's like, oh, there's this. And that leads to this. And then suddenly I'm looking at crafting videos. Or, you know, some weird thing. Dude. I'm like, how the fuck did I get here when I started with, you know.
I shit you not, dude. I found my YouTube heroin hero. There's a YouTube channel of this lady who lives in, I'm assuming, China. And her videos are just her doing, like, farm work. Or creating fabric, or dyeing fabric, or creating this meal for this special occasion. And it is the most relaxing, stupid shit that I cannot stop fucking watching. She'll go out and she'll cut down bamboo. She'll take it home and she'll craft it into a fucking daybed. And you're watching the whole process and it's like, my God, I am so fucking lazy. Let's see another video.
If you guys want to have a really fun time on YouTube, check out Simone Yurts. It's spelled Gertz, but it's pronounced Yurts. She's from Sweden.
Okay.
Cute little redhead girl with an engineering degree, and she calls herself the Queen of Shitty Robots.
Oh, yeah. I've seen her!
And they are some shitty fucking robots.
She had a TED Talk, didn't she?
She came did. Out she there, had yeah. a TED Talk. She's been on, I think, Kimmel?
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually seen her. Again, down the rabbit hole, I came across her by accident.
Dude, she is amazing. Now, here's what I really love about her. Her videos are really funny, inventive. She wants to be a NASA astronaut, but more importantly, she's dealing with a brain tumor.
Ah,
gotcha. And she's like, she had like an operation to get rid of it, but they didn't get rid of all of it. It came back. She's calling it, what is it, Brian the Tumor?
Okay.
And, she went through, like, she's going through radiation, but she, like, she's totally upfront with everything, and she talks about it and how miserable she is and stuff.
Oh,
but
right.
She's like so like upbeat and everything. Like, she's not letting this get her down. She's getting all these sponsorships now because of her YouTube videos, and she's essentially building her own Mythbusters empire. She did a video with Adam Savage and someone else where they did Mad Max style. They made weaponized cars and did a demolition derby, and it's one of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
That's awesome.
Because she won the derby.
Nice.
But they were Simone Yurts.
All right.
You know what? I'm going to send this to her.
Yeah.
Dear Simone, we love you.
You're awesome.
Please be on our show one time.
No shit.
Oh, my wife would flip out if we got her to
that
be on the show.
You ask.
Yeah, it never does hurt to ask. It just hurts to hear no.
And you know what? That's okay.
Until you've heard it enough
you're
and you're like,
rejection.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's right. You are used to rejection.
Yeah.
Yet he's the married one and I'm not.
But I'm very sensitive. Okay.
Oh, Samantha.
Why you gotta hurt me like that, dude?
No, did you catch what she said?
Mm-mm.
But he's the married one and I'm not.
Wah, wah. That means I got one yes out of a million no's. And that one was all that I counted.
Well, after that one yes, all you've heard is no.
So. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's that.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I will check and see if she'll do a podcast
with us. Fuck real, why not?
Can't hurt.
Exactly.
Fuck it.
Why not?
Why not?
That's how come. We're going to have Janet Varney on our show, and it was just, I told Jimmy, just ask. And he was like, hey, on the off chance you want to do a voice for us? And she was like, yeah. And we're like, what? So, yeah.
That is awesome.
It's pretty random.
Yeah, I'm looking. I think my wife's got, yep, there it is. I'm sorry, it's spelled Geertz. G-I-E-R-T-Z.
Hell yeah.
Well, the name of this episode should just be her name.
That way when she Googles it, it might show up on the 500th page.
Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez. I just looked. The last video she – no, that's popular uploads. One of the videos she did like about 5 months ago. Okay, there's two of them. One, she turned her Tesla into a pickup truck.
Nice.
Oh,
and then she's got one making a mantis shrimp costume.
Nice.
Having dinner in front of a jet engine / leaf blower.
Okay.
I like it.
She's great.
The Hacksmith is one of my favorites.
The Hacksmith?
You guys haven't seen him? Oh my god, you need to fucking look him up. He basically makes like props from like movies. Like he made the electromagnetic catcher for the Captain America.
Yeah,
shield.
I've seen this guy. Oh, he's really good, yeah.
Dude, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's building the suit from Aliens.
Nice. The loader?
The mech suit, yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Maybe we try and get him on as well. Jesus, he built Thanos' sword.
Yeah, I watched that one. That one was pretty cool. Yeah, he makes some pretty cool stuff.
YouTube is such a wonderful place to just let your spare time go to die.
He made a neuralizer. Yep.
And I'm over here like, you guys, Jeffree Star, he's so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Watch
no.
People put makeup on their
hard no.
No, I don't think so.
No.
But just because he makes you hard.
And that's why I don't like to watch it. It makes me uncomfortable in my no-no
Danny's
places.
Not comfortable with the sexuality.
My erection is punching itself.
I'm scared of my boners.
I like his videos a lot. I think he's a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. No accounting for taste,
but it's also easy stuff to watch while I'm at work, so.
That's fair.
So Samantha is hosting her very first Thanksgiving ever in her brand new house. Did you get your invite, Danny?
No.
Bryce, did you get an invite?
No.
Oh, I didn't get an invite.
Oh, this is horseshit.
I haven't filled it out yet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's also the first I'm hearing of it.
Down.
Seriously. Fuck real.
I feel like we're being excluded.
Just include my plane ticket with the invite, and we'll be okay.
You pay for plane tickets, you are more than welcome.
Boo.
There you go.
I'm broke as shit. Still want the invite, though.
If I had the money.
Care enough to be here to buy a plane ticket.
If I had the money, I'd buy us plane tickets, and we'd just show up on
just
the day.
Hey! Happy Thanksgiving!
What's for dinner? Just to see her go,
Oh, you guys suck.
I did not cook enough.
Because you know what's also happening? Because now that I'm in the house, I am the person with the room. You know, I have the space to accommodate everyone. I have a dining room table that has two leaves that'll go out to 12 people. Cool. But what's happening this Thanksgiving?
There's 24 people coming.
My mom is meeting Ryan's family for the first time.
Oh.
Now I really want to be there for that.
Fuck real. Get video.
Video or it didn't happen.
Yep.
Until you have to explain what a bukkake is to your mother-in-law, you haven't lived.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I feel like there's a story there.
That does feel like there's a story there.
Please, Bryce, tell the story.
No.
Story time.
Please, Papa Bryce, tell the story about explaining what a bukkake is to your mother-in-law.
There's a bukkake card in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No.
Dude. We broke the James.
No, because this happened to me. I went to my friend Missy Mackey's for Thanksgiving one year, and we played Cards Against Humanity, and she had to explain bukkake to her own mother.
Aww.
And I was there for it, and it was awesome.
It's so unbelievably awkward.
It wasn't for me, because I didn't have to explain it.
Just sitting back going,
One of the times we played, we had someone there who wasn't like they weren't a native English speaker, but they were very they spoke it for a long time, so they were really good. But there's that mistranslation sometimes when you're reading something. So they read it, and they read it as "poop a boner" instead of "pop a boner."
That's so I'm gonna tell you, that's one of the worst things to happen. Pooping a boner.
Pooping a boner.
Yeah. Oh, that, man.
Oof.
Oof. It is uncomfortable. You know what? You need a lot of lube.
A lot of lube.
Amazon sells a 55-gallon drum of it.
Fuck yeah.
So does Costco.
It's called mayo.
It's coconut oil. Get it right.
Ooh.
Good for your skin and good for inside your skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people do use coconut oil as lubrication as an alternative.
Yeah. It puts the coconut lotion in the basket.
Okay, Sean Connery.
Wow.
Who would you recast in a movie like that to make it even more awkward? So who would replace Buffalo Bill?
Bruce Willis.
Ernest.
I don't know. I just was the first one that came to my mind.
Jim Varney would definitely Jim be Varney. A weird fucking casting for Buffalo Bill there. He could do it. I know he could do it.
Hey, Vern, put the lotion in the basket, Vern.
No, it would make you uncomfortable because I'm sure he could pull off a creepy, psychopathic serial killer.
Yeah, it was his character, Ernest.
Well, no, that's just it. I've actually seen Jim Varney do Shakespearean. Yes.
I've seen him do some really dramatic stuff.
He had the chops to do it. He just got typecasted in Ernest. So it would have been weird to see him do it, but I bet he would have done it fucking amazing.
You know who else I feel that way about is Ruben. I can't remember his last name. Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, Paul Rubens.
Paul Rubens, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's done dramatic roles since, though, so he would be able to do it. It would be so weird.
But have you guys seen Dr. Sleep yet?
No.
Oh, my God. I think you guys would be all over that shit.
I haven't read the book yet.
Dude, I have been super busy. I haven't seen a movie in months.
You're such a liar. Don't lie to me. You probably watched one this morning.
No, actually, I didn't. Thought about it.
He started a movie.
Really wanted to, but...
God, I'm surprised. I have a 2.5-year-old and I get out more than you fuckers.
Hey.
Well, fuck you, bro.
Just stomping on all of us there.
Jeez, what a dick.
I can't even argue.
In all fairness, I mean, honestly, the last movie that Josie and I went and actually saw the was The Joker. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was the last one I remember going to. Good movie, but...
Your photo finally came through.
I know, I just noticed it.
Oh, we finally got the Bryce message. Fire it up.
Half hour in.
Here we go. Oh,
no. I just pulled up Messenger and all of a sudden I just saw all my messages loading. I was like, holy shit. There's your safe word.
That's awful.
French.
I love it.
Wow. That looks hot, bro.
Danny's bookmarking it right now.
Yes, I am.
I know what you're doing later.
Me too.
Light some candles, turn the lights down real low.
Get my maple syrup out. Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, we got some actual maple syrup. That shit is so good.
It is pretty fucking tasty if you get the real shit.
Ugh. That corn syrup so shit is garbage.
It's one of those things where it's like the sugary shit you can find, like, you know, Mrs. Butterworth or Aunt Jemima's syrup. They're okay for large mass quantities when you need to bury the flavor, but if you want to actually taste a good maple flavor added to your food to make it better, yes, real maple syrup is definitely where it's at.
It's expensive but worth it.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think, like, for me,
I guess we're the food snobs.
Well, and honestly, I don't find myself using maple syrup that often in my normal cooking.
Fucking monster.
Huh? No, I use peanut butter and maple syrup.
I forgot about that.
They're both in tandem, sweetheart.
He ripped off that mask and there's just this ugly monster underneath.
You fucking monster. Okay.
That's all right.
I think we might have to change the title of the episode. That was just too
good. Well, at least I'm not a basic bitch like Bryce. I'm just saying.
Did you guys see Samantha's post after last week's episode?
Oh, yeah.
I love that she put look to your left. Look to your right. No, get the fuck out.
Where's the door? Get the fuck out.
Now, that's a great segue. James, thank you. Please follow us on Facebook.
Good shameless plug.
Share with your friends.
Indeed.
Make
them listen to this.
Double our audience.
Please listen to our
algorithm.
Share it.
Stop talking. Facebook has changed their algorithm, so please like and share.
That was even better than shut up, Danny. Please stop talking.
Damn it. I think Samantha needs a mute button for everyone.
Guys are done talking.
Just Danny.
And this is my turn.
She just needs it for Danny.
Oh.
Listen to me speak.
Okay.
Kalima.
That was so much more effective than shut up, Danny. Just please stop talking.
It's not even Danny talking. I'm like, just shut up, Danny.
I didn't do anything.
Right, it comes natural.
You didn't do it yet.
Yeah, I know.
Right. I'm preemptively shutting you up.
That's okay. It's probably for the best. It's for the best.
I know.
Oh man.
I'm so mean. Oh my god. I'm not this mean. It's just you guys bring it out of me.
Uh-huh. Yep. True colors be showing here, Sam. Uh-huh.
Hey, there's no need to bring race into this.
Well played.
The thing is she's only mean to you.
That's okay. I'm an easy target. I understand. It's all right.
I feel like
I'm John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. An easy target.
This is how,
it's
like,
okay.
Like in kindergarten, you showed
it's
someone
the what,
you like
what
them.
Are you wearing?
But my wife likes me.
No, she doesn't.
She likes me enough not to leave me. There's that.
No, it's just because she has no options right now.
That's fair. Ain't nobody can afford to live alone in this fucking town.
Exactly. It's cheaper to stay with your ass.
Yeah.
Why do you think my wife hasn't left me?
We're still wondering.
Exactly.
I mean, I would take a bridge instead. It's just...
You would.
There's a couple tent cities around here.
Not a couple. There's a lot.
Yeah.
You have a plethora of choices.
So can That's we get back to Samantha's Thanksgiving? I want to know what she's cooking.
Seriously.
Because I know she doesn't really like to cook.
No, actually, okay. So I'm coming around on the whole cooking thing. It's not that I don't like cooking. It's that I don't like the cleanup afterwards.
Well, that's what Ryan's for.
Uber Eats, Grubhub.
Yeah, right, okay. You tell him that.
I think I just did.
Do the dishes, bitch.
Any tonight, you're doing the fucking dishes.
I was going to say, you want to sleep in the bed tonight, do the dishes.
You Otherwise, ever want to see this naked again, do the fucking dishes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I do not believe in using sex as a weapon.
Until it comes to cleaning up the dishes.
In which case,
it's a tool
fuck
of
it, it works.
It's not so much a weapon as a tool to get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Same difference, whatever. anyway, so we have to sort of overhaul a lot of the meals because, or a lot of the dishes, because Ryan's mom has celiac disease. So if she's very gluten intolerant and she could end up in the hospital. So we, gotcha. I found this great website that has like, that had like 44, yeah, gluten-free recipes for Thanksgiving.
That's
so
fair.
we're going to be doing some gluten-free potatoes, mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes. We're going to be doing the stuffing, the dressing, like the turkey and all that. We're going to be doing a roasted Brussels sprout cheesecake.
Nice.
That sounds
which good. Is going to be super good. There's a crustless apple pie that nice. We're going to make.
It's just the apple couple, pie filling
it's
with
just
whipped
a bowl
cream
of apples. Yeah, pretty much.
Here, enjoy your DIY apple pie.
Here's some cinnamon. Enjoy.
I'm just
no, cinnamon has gluten in it. You
God damn it.
DIY pies. Funny because I didn't even think about it until I was like, oh yeah.
Here's your bowl of apples.
Here's your dessert, asshole. Oh,
Jesus,
my God.
Did you run out of time? No, that's gluten free. Fuck you.
Get a shit. DIY. Fucking gluten free. It's even vegan, I think.
I think these were humanely.
It's completely organic, gluten-free. Just eat your fucking apple wedges.
And no apples were harmed in the making of this dessert.
Yeah, I didn't even cut up the apples. It's
just bonk.
Full apples.
So it's a humane apple pie.
Okay, changing the episode title.
Yes.
Humane apple
pie. The humane apple pie.
That's good shit.
Like, you know, we're going to make some mac and cheese and a few other things.
And nice.
We're going to have a
You can really
meal.
Have some fun with that because you can give them a bowl full of apples and depending on how they eat it, you can just look at them like condescendingly. Oh, you're peeling it? Monster.
Torture. Fucking sick.
You come out with a syringe and just gently euthanize it.
It's okay. Just go into
it's going
the
to
light.
Sleep.
Go to sleep.
It's going to sleep.
Go to sleep.
It's gonna be comfortable.
Look at the flowers, Lizzie. Look at the flowers.
She comes up with a
sob uncontrollably.
She just has a pillow and smothers each apple.
This is for the best.
You can really have some fun and get like a heartbeat monitor on your iPhone and have a
hit
have
the
it flatline.
Flat
just go to sleep. Go to sleep.
And when it flatlines, I'll just pick them off.
Just draw little X's where they were.
Yep. Just put little X eyes right on it. Just beep.
I'll just take my nail and just dig the X's
yeah.
in.
Yep.
You monster, you're gouging out its eyes.
And then as you pass the apple to dead. Someone, you're just sobbing uncontrollably.
Eat it. He sacrificed himself for your benefit. You fucking monster.
People are leaving. That was a really weird dinner.
As you're just, you know,
dude, should we call someone
ripping
for
the
her?
Turkey apart and shit. No problem. But
yeah, the rest of the dinner, it's dessert where it got really awkward. How much wine did she have?
Humane, open range, or free range apples.
Free range.
Yep.
Cage free, free range.
Would anyone like a slice of a free range, organically grown,
vegan, gluten free apple pie?
Sure, I'd love some. Here's your apple.
He sacrificed a lot. Fucking try to euthanize it with a turkey baster, you know?
You fill the sink with water and you just start holding them down.
You just drop the apple.
We gotta hold them under until the bubbles stop.
Someone pops up behind the bowl in like a ninja outfit with a knife and they gently pick an apple up and just slice its throat.
Just sneak up behind it with a garrote and just choke it.
I'm just going to put a bunch of them into a sack and then hoist it over my shoulder and be like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to go to the lake. And just walk, just back out of the door slowly. Not...
You saw nothing.
Going to go to the slaughter
to
block
against the rocks.
Just set the apple on the table and tell someone, distract it, distract it. They'll look at it and go, what are you? And then smack it with a hammer and smash it.
Gallagher it.
Or get that fucking cow punch from No Country for Old Men. Funk! Apple's been cored.
What's really funny is I can see all of these as like a photo shoot. Like I'm picturing the image in my head, and I'm like, I want to murder all the apples.
Dude, Samantha, there's your next book. You can just do a photo, you know, a photo book.
And the inhumane treatment of apples.
Set it up like a protest book, like PETA does. Yeah.
Yes. Well, PETA's a
people for the ethical treatment of apples.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't have to do anything. It's already there.
You're gonna have a weird Thanksgiving, Sam.
It's a humane apple.
You need to take one and you need to hollow it out and put apple cider in it so you can, like, drink from their skull.
I'll make a lampshade out of their skins.
A matching set of apple bowls.
Oh, would you bake me? I'd bake you. I'd bake me so hard. Just putting the apple skins on your face and shit, walking around.
Oh, sorry. Good to see you again.
It puts the sauce on its skin, or it gets the hose again.
We're killing someone.
Bring me the brown sugar.
Yes, precious, it does.
It does. It does.
Was it a big old bushel of apples?
Dan's dying.
A little bit, a little bit.
Laughing too hard.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Say, are you a Granny Smith apple?
I love grannies.
Oh, man.
Red and delicious.
I call them Granny.
That's what you do. You put red and delicious skins on your lips and...
Wow. Silence of the Apples. I love that movie.
That's a blockbuster if ever there was
one. You could take a bunch of Granny Smiths and Norman Bates them.
Yeah.
Just set them in a rocking chair.
Oh my gosh. So many ideas.
Wow.
That'd be a great film. It's like the shower curtain opens and there's an apple with a face like screaming. And then the knife comes down.
Like
applesauce circles
apple
the drain.
Apple slices just
but,
fall.
But applesauce circles the drain.
Doom-doom. Down the drain.
Doom-doom. Love it.
You back out and the apple's leaning on the side of the shower.
Just half of it's cut off and just up against the edge. Yeah. Reenacting.
The Texas Apple Saw Massacre.
Saw with apples.
Wow. That would be beautiful.
Night of the apples.
Friday the Appleteenth.
Fucking love apples. Nightmare on Apple Street.
If Apple doesn't sponsor this, they've lost it.
They've missed it.
You've got the core. I've got the seed. You are all my apple pies now.
Face off, but
why are you screaming? I haven't even cored you yet. Oh, man. How do we turn Thanksgiving into a horror show?
Dawn of the Cobbler, you know.
I would watch that movie.
I would too. Sounds fucking amazing.
A psych cobbler.
I think I just figured out my YouTube channel, guys.
For the win. I love it.
Well, we're going to have to cut this short because I got to go get a bunch of apples.
Shit. And put them down humanely, James.
Well, that was quite a rant.
Good shit. Man. Happy Thanksgiving.
You're welcome, you jerks.
We didn't even talk about the turkey or the pumpkin pie or anything.
No, no, that's some basic shit. No, how you treat your apples is important. Got people calling the cops. There's bruises on these apples. I suspect abuse.
Breaking news. Man found suspected of apple abuse.
I never hit those apples. I never hit them. No, once.
They had it coming.
Get you, you bitch.
20 apples were found tied up in his basement. Life support.
Oh, wow. All of them with heart monitors.
Apple centipede.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
He sewed them stem to core. Stem to core!
Oh my god.
We've gone off for like 25 minutes killing apples.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast.
And this is the one I wanted to send to Simone Yurtz. Actually, she might dig this.
New ways to core an apple. Humanely. Oh. I'd watch that show.
Stem to core, Jesus. Oh, man.
Good shit. Good shit. So good luck with your Thanksgiving, Sam.
Send video when you serve the pie.
I know.
When she serves the pie, she's going to start cracking up.
What's so funny? What's
you had to be there. You just had to be there.
You don't want to know.
I don't know if I wanted to be there.
Well, too bad. It's already in your brain now.
How do we follow
shit,
that?
Right?
We can't follow that.
No, that's it. That's the show. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Peak show.
Short episode today, y'all. Enjoy your apples.
We fucked up.
Enjoy your apples.
We fucked up.
Oh, man. Welcome to Bryce's YouTube channel. Today we're going to make a DIY pie. Here's your apple.
DIY.
Enjoy.
DIY.
DIY pie.
DYE? Did you even?
DPIY?
No. DPIY?
Pi-fi?
Pi-fi?
Wi-Pi?
It's Apple's new thing.
Wi-Pi? Well, many reasons why pi.
Why not pie?
I think we just kind of stumbled onto our next endeavor with Not Another Podcast.
Oh, that's good shit.
Humanely sourced apples.
Yeah.
Not another humanely killed apple.
Uh-huh. Vegan, gluten-free.
Euthanized apple. We don't say kill.
Yeah. Euthanized.
Humanely euthanized apple.
Yep.
And it's just a series of vignettes of different ways to murder an apple.
Cage-free, open range. Vegan friendly, gluten free. What's another one? Organically sourced apples. That's a long fucking title for a business name. Oh no!
But yeah, if we did the humanely euthanized apples, maybe we could get Apple to sponsor us.
We have been outspoken about the mistreatment about apples for far too long.
Free iPhones for everyone.
Yes!
They're just broken. because they've been euthanized.
These are bruised.
These were all the drowned iPhones.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, the exorcism of Apple Rose.
That's beautiful.
It's just a court case with a farmer on. No, you
Sir,
don't understand.
These sons of bitches bought my apples under false pretenses. I was under the understanding they were going to show my apples respect. Do you know what they done did to them?
We can't let the priest take the stick.
How old are these apples?
Apple was only 13 years old.
He was just a youngin'.
They sewed it cord to stem. Cord to stem.
Oh, man. Planet of the apples.
You blow it up.
Get your filthy stem off me, you damn dirty apples.
You damn dirty Galas. Gala apple.
They baked it. They baked it. The sons of bitches baked it.
I want to see the reboot of Clint Eastwood's hit Dirty Apple.
Dirty Apple?
Do you feel cobbler? Do you? Cinnamon?
Did I fire 4 slices or 5? Well, in all this confusion, I lost track myself.
They're just falling out of a mandolin. Just to
Wow.
Oh, man.
So, anyway.
There's that.
Yeah, I got nothing else. I peaked. I peaked for the day.
I don't think we can top this, so maybe we should just cut this one short.
I give up, y'all. I blew my load. My apple load.
Yeah.
Apple butter all over everything.
Apple core, Baltimore, who's your friend?
Nice.
Damn, that was hot, Sam.
I think she farted on it.
I think she did. Isn't that how you season your apple butter? I mean, powdered toast, man, all the time, you know?
Powdered toast, man!
Exactly. Sam knows what I'm talking about. We friends.
We friends. We friends. That means I'm going to kill you. Sorry, well, I don't know.
Just... You know, I'm going to have to turn this podcast over to State's Evidence one day.
This has been fun knowing y'all. She's going to apple butter me to
but
death.
She's my friend, too.
Oh, no.
Just wait.
I just want to keep you guys close.
Hermetically sealed in my basement.
With the apples.
Stop laughing about the fucking apples already!
They're alive, okay.
Samantha, where's Danny? He's with the apples now.
Yes. Hopefully
Red
they're
apple.
The humane
Red
ones.
The Mexicans are bringing apples and they're throwing them over the wall. There's an apple problem in this country.
Apple country.
We can't go through here. It's apple country.
This is apple country.
The hills have apples.
That they do.
Hey, it's bad apple.
That'd be.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
House of 1,000 apples.
It's just a Martha Stewart special during the holidays.
And that's a good thing.
And that's a good thing.
She's looking into my soul.
Oh my God. See, here's how we start like every episode of this. If like say it's a YouTube channel, right? You know, like today we're going to teach you guys how to make an apple pie. And then just go through the murder sequence.
Oh.
And then at the end, like, and then you end up with this great thing. You can even put cheddar on the crust. Some people do.
First thing when you make an apple pie is get the apples
real nice and comfortable.
Montage of
brutal
different,
apple murders.
Yeah, just apple massacre.
Yeah.
Don't scream, little one.
We're just
getting
redo
started.
Scenes from horror movies, like famous kill scenes from horror movies, but with apples.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't wait to do the scene from the apple cyst.
The power of pi compels you. The power of pi compels you.
God. Oh my god.
Haunting in the Connecticut apple orchard.
Oh my goodness. I can't even.
Your mother makes applesauce in hell, you mother. Bake me! Bake me!
God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
That's good shit right there.
Bram Stoker's Apula.
Apula.
I like it.
Oh, no.
A Nightmare on Core Street.
Wow.
Apple puns are really hard with movies.
Right?
It is. You just replace the word.
Where the fuck was Punderdome with the apples and horror movie genre, for fuck's sake?
I'm your baker now, Nancy.
Oh. God Apple, King of the Orchards.
Mary Shelley's Applestein.
Applestein.
We'll just put the bolts in the side of it.
Pie bad.
Oh my
Fire
god.
Fire bad. Baking pan bad.
Wow.
Oh man.
Young Applestein, we can make it a comedy.
Oh no.
Bacon in a pie.
That's really funny.
What are you doing? You're embarrassing me.
What you do when you're making Thanksgiving for your new boyfriend's family too?
Bacon in a pie.
Oh. Wow. Oh. Sweeney Apple, the demon gardener of the fucking produce section.
Oh, the demon baker of
Fleet Street.
Fleet Street.
Oh. These are
guys, we could be totally apples. Famous.
She's
on
got
TikTok
the worst pies in life.
This is a thing now. So we got French toast and apple massacre.
We've talked about it for far too long. For
40 minutes.
Clearly. Literally, we're padding this episode with nothing but apples here. And it's a beautiful thing.
I wish I was better at Photoshop.
Me too.
I do too.
I used to be really proficient at it, but all the updates that they've had since I was a working photographer, I have no clue where anything is anymore, so I need to relearn it.
That's fair.
Well, I'm spent.
Me too.
I'm calling French toast on this.
French toast.
Ooh, with apples.
Oh, fuck yeah. Humane free range apples, no less.
So we'll be back next week, hopefully with less apples.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe depends on how Thanksgiving oranges. Goes.
Apples and French toast, dude. It's on.
So thanks for listening to this bullshit. We're sorry. Bye.
Sorry.
No, we're not.
Bye.
No, not at all.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not a Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.